Number two.
Oh, Candace Warner. We're here for you. We've given you a massive round of applause, and Byron gave you a great intro there. The bit he left out too was a wonderful mum. I think you've done your girls and your husband proud. And we've got to talk about last night, Candace, because I don't understand. And what's so unfair about this, you've said, and I believe you, you've never quit anything. You wouldn't quit. Mm-hmm. You completed those two challenges. You didn't even come last. Like, that didn't make sense.
I know. It kills me because I just tried so hard and I felt like I had more to give. But, you know, I was on their course and I have to respect their decision, although I wasn't happy with it. I had to respect it, and you know, there obviously was, I was lacking something that they were looking for, but it was hard to stomach when you've gone that far and you've done everything asked of you, and then they say do not come last, and you don't, and it's still not enough. So anyway,
is that India going, get that out of, get him out of lockdown?
No, that's, oh God! Honestly.
How? So last night you did have your number two put in, but like, did they say anything to you? Because obviously Erin, who's a trooper, like she come dead last by a long way, and that looked the hardest thing I've ever watched. Carrying 40 kilos.
You know
what? Oh my God!
No, it was a bit more than 40. It was about, I would say it was closer to 60 kilos.
60.
We were carrying our own body weight, because our Bergens are 20 kilos and then you've got the about 30, 40 kilos of ammunition. So yeah, it was closer to our own body weight, and when you're doing it for that long, for a couple of hours, it was uphills, and because it was so heavy, your sled thing would go sideways and you were trying to go uphills, and you're getting caught on trees. It was horrendous.
Where do you go in your mind there? Where do you go?
You kind of just go numb and just go, I've just got to get to that next point, And you've just got to do it. I mean, I don't know any other way than just getting the job done. So you just do it, and you try not to look too far in front and just sort of head down and do it.
You did an incredible job, Candace. And, you know, when you go into a reality show, particularly when you've got a public profile, it's always a bit nerve-wracking because you don't know how you're going to get edited. And I must say, as somebody who's watched objectively, I think doing this show was such a great decision for you, because I think, I mean, we love you more than before. Like, I feel like I've gotten to know you, Candace, and I've felt your pain and the horrible things you've been through. Are you rapt that you did this now? Because some people, like, let's say Faraz, might be regretting this, but I think you made a really good decision.
Yeah, I think, to be completely honest, I think the perception of myself and my husband in the media and in the public wasn't great. So regardless, I don't think it could have got any worse. But I, you know, when I considered doing the show, I didn't think about that. I just thought about what a great challenge, how amazing it would be to set a goal again and to push myself and just to see what I was made of. But then now the show's gone to air and I've had so much positive feedback. It's just been quite overwhelming, and I'm so glad that people can actually see me and my family for who we are, because what we're made out to be at times isn't necessarily, you know, what we are. But you just have to cop it on the chin at times and move on and know that you're a good person. But this just gave people an opportunity to see what we're about.
It really has, and you've done. You should be really proud of yourself.
Speaking about that for a little bit, Candy, because you did nail it, and I think you've left that baggage behind. But don't you think that sometimes it's the male in that position never gets criticised? It's always the female, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like the times are changing a little bit, and have been for a few years now with the Me Too movement. But most definitely, and
100%.
Yeah, for sure. But
we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, no, you don't need to say anymore.
But I'm just sticking up for you, because I feel that it's always the female that gets mentioned, and the male just is, nothing ever happens, which is disgusting.
Yeah, which is why you're here.
But that's why I'm here. Yes. Hey, Candy. I thought last night, speaking to the girls, when you got out of that water, when you're in that water and it was freezing cold, the staff, who I love to death as well, they're amazing, they asked all the girls the hard questions, like, what's that number plate? Who's going to remember that? Like, the honey badger got a question, who's good looking? How's that work?
I know. And yeah, when he said that, I was like, Jesus, now I know.
I was about to press dump then on Candace. Wow.
But I knew it started with an X, but it's been a long couple of weeks. I can't really remember. And it's early in the morning. I can't really remember what the number plate is. So maybe I'm not suited for the SAS because I can't remember a number plate. I don't know.
Well, Candace, we loved watching you. We're going to miss you on the show. But what is next for Candace Warner? What have you got anything in the pipeline? Because I think people are going to want a bit more of you.
There are a few things, but for me, the summer of cricket's about to kick off, and I'm looking forward to just sitting in the stands, having a few drinks and watching some good cricket.
Yeah, hey, have a look at David. Carve him up.
Yeah, I can't wait either. And David, I did see you guys you were FaceTiming each other last night. He's in ISO coming back from Dubai now. The first test is coming up, and he might have a different batting partner. Does he ring that Will? He's a Victorian Will Potoski, I think his name is.
The young gun.
The young gun has made double tons. Does he go, hey, mate, just pull up a little bit? You know, I'm the opener for Australia.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But no, I'm not too sure how it all goes down. But whoever Dave opens with, they always seem to have a really good combination and a really good understanding of one another. And as long as they get the job done for Australia, and at the end of day one of the test, they're none for 300, I think everyone will be pretty happy.
100%. Davey Warner's got about 156 next to his name.
Oh, yeah, no, it's always a high run rate. All right, good stuff. We love watching, and it was Candace Warner on SAS Australia. What a great run it was. And it returns Monday night at 7:30 on 7. Always love having you on our show. Thanks for that, Candace.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Well done, legend.